everybody, welcome to the Football Fill-In. Now, if you are a regular listener of the show, last week after the Senegal game, I said it's coming home. I was positive, I was sure about it. Well, guess what? It's not coming home. It is not coming home. We have lost to France 2-1. We are going to be talking about all of it, where it went wrong, where Southgate went wrong. Is he the guy for the future? Pickford, should he be saving the first goal? Maguire has to do better for the second goal. All that kind of stuff. Lads, are we ready for it?
Yeah.
We are.
Let's get into it. Come on, I'm trying to bring the positivity. I'm trying to bring it. The game is finished, what, less than half an hour ago.
Yeah.
We are doing it straight off the hip. We haven't listened to any commentary from any of the pundits. We do not know what they are saying.
We don't need to know.
We don't need to know. Do you know what? Because we can make our minds up. We are fully grown men, all right? We're capable of doing that, aren't we? So, initial feelings, Tuesday boy.
Gutted.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Absolutely gutted. I think we played well. I think second half, we said during the live watch along, we've got to come out, and we did come out. And I thought we played well. I thought it could have gone either way. Obviously gutted for Harry Kane missing the pen, but I think the winners of that game is going to go on and win the World Cup.
Yeah, do you think so?
Yeah. I think so. I think France will win it now.
It's most likely going to be a France-Argentina final.
I believe
that's
so.
Not discounting Croatia and it's not discounting Morocco. Obviously, the likelihood is it's going to be that. But if it is that, it's at least the sort of final that everybody wants to see.
I think Croatia will beat Argentina.
Do you now?
Do, yeah.
Do you
every
really?
Chance. Yeah.
I don't think they will, but there's every chance.
What do you think of the game, Tom?
At this level, it's fine margins. We just came up short on the fine margins.
Yeah.
Pickford doesn't quite move his feet. Maguire doesn't quite stay with his man.
Harry Kane blazes the
pain. Kane blazes over. That's it. That's enough. You lose that. On
Simple
another day,
that.
You could have lost, you know, a little bit more.
Second half, though, we played well. We went for it. It was like it's like an England we want to see. Do you know what I mean?
We didn't see that in the first half, though. What do you think? That's the bit that annoys me is that we have to wait for something to happen. We have to wait for us to go a goal down before we actually go, do you know what? We're a good team. Why don't we just go for it now? I reckon if we went for it through every game we played in this World Cup, if we'd have gone from it from the very start of every game, like we did in the final game against group game against Wales, if we'd have gone for it like that, for probably the last sort of 10, 15 minutes of the first half, but if we'd have really, really gone for it, gone for the throat, I think we would have had a much better chance of winning this game. I think we'd have beaten the French anyway. We'd have blown them away. We were so worried about the likes of Mbappe and Griezmann, I didn't even see them tonight. Honestly, I did not even see them. And France have scored two goals. The first one, I think Pickford's got to do better.
Break it down then, as a goalie, break it down for us.
Okay, so his shot was about 25, 26 yards out, all right? Jude Bellingham shutting him down initially, straight away, right on his toes, right? But even that, like, Bellingham's about 25 yards away from the goal, right? It's gone through his legs. That has not put Jordan Pickford off whatsoever, right? What I think has happened, though, is he's just got a little bit slow at moving his feet, and a little bit... I don't think he's underestimated the ball is going to be curling that quickly. But as a goalkeeper, at that level, again, at that level, right, you have to almost overcompensate for that. You have to go... You almost have to dive past the ball. Do you know what I mean? I think most Premier League goalies make that save. I really do. I think
really,
most Premier League goalies make that save, full stop.
I mean, that ball was going some, though, and it wasn't right.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was. I don't think it was rifled, and I don't think it was right in the corner. And I think if you asked Jordan Pickford to look back at the goal, I think he would hold his hands up and go, I think I need to do better for that. I really do. I think he needs to do better.
He looked like, obviously, I'm not a goalkeeper, but even just looking at it, it looked like he had that split second where he didn't get his feet moving and take that first yard.
Yeah.
And he was just playing catch-up.
Oh, listen, this isn't I'm not slating Jordan Pickford.
No, I'm just
trying to say what I think he would be feeling right now. Afterwards, by the way, he was top class because he's made a couple really important saves. He looked comfortable. He's England's number one goalkeeper and I will never change that, honestly.
It's not a howler. It's not even like a mistake.
But like Ben says, though, at this level, those little fine margins.
Do you know we keep getting Neil Cutler on Football Fill-Ins or we'll do a podcast with him?
Yeah.
Neil Cutler, Aston Villa, ex-goalkeeper coach, worked at some of the top clubs up and down the Premier League, right? His detail, what he will do after games is he will get the goal up and he will look at it, he will look at certain bits and bobs. And I think if he was in a room with Jordan Pickford, he would say to Jordan Pickford, I think you could save that. I think you should be saving that. And I think that's the bit that Jordan Pickford probably will wake up tomorrow and go, I think I should have saved that. It's as simple as that. But like I say, afterwards, you know, he's made some fantastic saves. I just think the two goals are probably a bit avoidable. The goal, you know, the second goal, Giroud goal, yeah, Harry
we
Maguire.
We spoke about this on the live, didn't we? Like, I mean, the cross, no one's really spoken about
it. It's a fantastic cross. Wow.
He's whipped that in.
As he's made contact with the ball, Maguire's touched tight and he is close to him.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is if he'd have had eyes on him a little bit earlier, he's intercepting that ball.
It doesn't matter whether he's touch tight or if he's a metre behind him. If Giroud's heading it first, he's not done his job. Yeah, Maguire has not done his job. Yeah. It's as simple as that. And when you've only got one real aerial threat for France as well, balls are coming in the box, as soon as that ball gets out wide and he gets out of his feet and he's about to whip the ball into the box, right? The second that is about to happen, Giroud sees it, yeah? Giroud's like, boom, here we go, dinner time, yeah? Boom, here we go. Feeding frenzy. Feeding frenzy at the England Zoo, right? He gets his eyes light up because he goes, right, I am going to make a run. I'll make a run away from, name a defender, I'll run away from him. That's all he wants to do, right? And he does. And he gets a run on Harry Maguire, who is too slow to see it in the first instance, yeah? But what he needs to do is, as soon as that ball's about to be whipped in, he should be the one moving in anyway. Because you don't mind Giroud staying on the 18-yard line. He ain't going to score goals from there, but he will score a goal from the 6-yard line, yeah? So he has to automatically just go in there. And again, if they were doing the analysis, which they might do tomorrow or whatever, straight away, Harry Maguire will hold his hands up and he'll go, I can't let him get a run on me. I'm sorry, lads. And he'll know that. The manager will know that. Everybody will know that, yeah?
It's just going back to what you just said there. Will they do an analysis tomorrow morning? Or on big tournaments? Let's just leave this for a bit.
Yeah, I think they probably will.
Next time we meet up, we'll have a chat.
Yeah, I think they probably will. I think the England squad will most likely probably fly back tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah.
They won't. I would have thought they won't bother doing an analysis on a game.
Can you imagine that? I'll see you down at 8:30 for breakfast and we're going to go through the game.
And I'm going to mully you.
You haven't had breakfast. I'm definitely not having a fucking croissant.
Yeah, no, they won't be doing that tomorrow. It would just be a recovery day, like chill out, lads. Yeah, maybe have a little sit around the pool, all that kind of stuff. They'll be miserable, you know. Man. They'll be absolutely gutted because I reckon every one of that squad, yeah, including Gareth Southgate, will be thinking, this was a real opportunity. This was a real massive opportunity. And you know what? Before the game, this was my worry, lads. I swear to you, this was my worry that you saw Argentina beating Netherlands yesterday, you saw Croatia beating Brazil, and then you saw the game this afternoon, Morocco knocking Portugal out. Oh my God.
Didn't we have a massive opportunity in the Euros?
It's always
happened. And in the World Cup.
And it's just like, it's like we look past the hurdle that's in front of us right now, and I could just see it happening.
But we talked about it. It's like people were saying, if we don't win, Southgate's underachieved again. You go, there's no shame to losing against the world champions.
Yeah,
try right?
that.
There's no shame.
But literally, it was a 50-50 match.
Yeah.
It was.
I mean, it's
and
not like...
just lost it.
When we... I don't know. It's just under Southgate, we seem to be getting better and better each tournament.
But we keep falling that little bit short.
Yeah, but this sounds really weird, but it's even smaller than the little short.
I don't think France beat us. I think we lost it. I genuinely think we've lost that tonight, lads.
Because Pickford could have done a little bit better first. Maguire, and then the penalties, right? So that penalty,
Let's talk about penalties, right, lads? Because if you're Harry Kane, you score the first one, it's not a normal penalty, yeah? First of all, you're taking a penalty against a guy that you've played at a club level for best part of 10 years.
Who thinks they've... So in that situation then, Ben,
who's
got the edge?
I would say the goalie has more of an edge, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm not saying Harry Kane's still favourite to score the penalty, by the way, regardless, yeah? But I think he has, in that situation, Lloris has more of an edge than any other goalie normally would, just for the fact that they have that personal relationship. They played at club level forever, for 10 years. The amount of penalties Harry Kane has taken against Lloris in training, for example,
They might even talk about penalties.
For sure. 100% they would have done,
You might go to Lloris, you know, that goalkeeper, what do you think he does? Because I'm thinking, you never know.
Wrighty was saying that, wasn't he? Like, we had Wrighty on, and he said that with Dave Seaman.
He'd pick his brains.
And talk about goalkeeping.
I mean, I've not seen that, but
Why? Yeah. Haven't you seen it?
Yeah, we've not watched that podcast. Oh, my God.
Shall I get my coat?
So, I think, Yeah, in that instance, but still, I wouldn't want anybody else taking the penalty. I wouldn't. I still want Harry Kane taking that penalty. Yeah. But I do understand, though, that it's slightly different to taking a normal penalty against the Welsh goalie or against the Senegalese goalkeeper, for example.
But especially that it's two in one game as well. He's probably gone, I know what Lloris is going to do. But then the second time comes around, he's like, I think he's just
got in his head too much. Yeah. And he's overthought it.
He's blazed it.
He was stood there for a long time as well. Mm. It looked like he was just stood there for a long time.
What was Mbappe
doing,
by the way?
He was in the box, weren't he? Well, did you see? He went up to Lloris. He said something to Lloris. He walked back. The penalty got taken, blazed over the bar. It zoomed in on Mbappe's face. Didn't like that, did we?
I did not like that.
We did not like that.
But in his defence, it was a super slow-mo shot.
Yeah.
And it might have been like him going... Yes,
it could have been something.
But it looked like he was laughing.
We don't want ridiculing and belittling and stuff like that. You saw it in the Argentina Netherlands game the other night, didn't you? My gosh, that was like turbocharged, wasn't it? What do we think of the referee tonight, by the way, lads?
Busy.
He was ridiculous.
Busy, not as busy as last night's one.
Some bad refereeing displays, full stop, though, wasn't they?
The referees just seemed to like. I mean, the one that. What was it? On Friday night? Holland.
Argentina.
Yeah, I mean, what a knob he was.
It's like it's his time.
Yeah, it was all about
it's
me.
It's my time
me,
on camera.
Yeah,
I was like, give me some attention.
Leave it out.
But we had a bet tonight on. We did a live stream, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had a bet tonight on that assault on Mason Mount for the second goal.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean,
we genuinely thought it would be given, but it took an absolute age to go to VAR. It took another absolute age, and you were like. It's not going to be given.
Well, the referee didn't even acknowledge it to start with, lads. Like, he just carried on playing. He literally waved it away. I saw him wave it away. And just carried on the game. I'm thinking, nah, that's ridiculous. That was like assault. It was ridiculous. I don't know what Theo Hernandez is doing. Just absolutely bashed into him.
Especially with all the cameras now. Why would you do something?
I know.
Like, it's just
and
stupid.
It was going over his head. It was going over his head, miles away from him.
But I didn't think the referee was too good tonight.
Gareth Southgate. We've got to talk about Gareth Southgate then, okay?
Yeah.
What do you think the future is going to hold for England and Gareth Southgate? Where do we go from here?
Well, his contract's off, isn't it, until the next Euros.
Next Euros.
Yeah. I think Gareth Southgate has improved England.
Yeah. As a squad, as a nation.
You know, he's brought the players through. He's, you know, Jude Bellingham in 2 years' time, it's going to be a joke.
Yeah.
You've got Declan Rice. We've still got a young squad.
Yeah.
The only one maybe who won't be around is Henderson, maybe Walker, maybe in 2 years' time, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we are getting better under Gareth Southgate.
Keep him.
So, yes.
For sure.
It's bigger than that for me. It's about English football. I remember when he took over, genuinely when he took over, and they talked about the DNA, the English DNA, and how we were going to play. And in those years, look at the players that have come through. And this is what we said.
Yeah.
The blueprint was technical players, and look who's come through.
We've got some of the best in the world now.
Was it the World Cup under 20s?
A few bits of bobs.
So the youth systems are rocking and rolling.
And they're always getting to the last stages, the finals, the semis, all that kind of stuff.
The Lionesses. As a system, I think we're flying. And yes, we've come up short tonight. Maybe a mistake, a missed penalty, and it's fine margins, but. We're in the mixer every tournament.
Every time, yeah.
We're in the mixer every tournament, and progress is being made.
I think you've got to look back to the start of the tournament, right, and how doom and gloom it all was about our form in the Nations League, friendlies, all this kind of stuff, right? And then look at some of the teams that have gone out this tournament before us, yeah? Likes of Belgium and Spain and Germany. Big, massive, massive nations who were probably more of a favourite than what we were to win this tournament in the first place. So I just think, no, we stay with Gareth Southgate. It's as simple as that. The Euros will be coming around in a couple of years' time. Every one of those players that was on the pitch will be a little bit more experienced. Like I say, it's still a very young team.
The other thing is, everyone will say, and sometimes you think, yeah, OK, are they that much of a team? But everyone... with any kind of knowledge inside the game, will go, no, seriously, what Southgate has done for that team, the cohesiveness to bring the lads together, like there isn't any of this club clickiness. There's none of it. They are a proper team.
They like it. They enjoy going to England.
And if he did go, depart us, Southgate, what are they going to do? Bring in a foreign manager and we're back into Capello territory, we're back into Sven, where the culture's probably not brilliant. So... What's the alternative there?
No, we're doing well. The alternative. Yeah. Stay as it is. Like I said, we haven't looked at any of the reports. We haven't looked at any of the commentary, the punditry. We don't know what the perception is of the country at this moment in time, right? This is how we feel from just watching it with the game completely muted, which was a really good way of watching it as well, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. And I'm happy with the England lads tonight. I'm proud of the England lads tonight. I don't think we were beaten by the French. I think we beat ourselves tonight a little bit. I really, really
do. What do you want to see now then, Fozzy, for the build up to like the next Euros, and what do you expect and what do you want to see from England?
No, much of the same, mate. I just think, in between, right, all the Nations League, all that kind of, I just think it is a load of shit, lads. I'm sorry, I do. All the friendlies, Nations League, load of shit, right? What it's about is tournament football. Is being able to deal with that pressure and that expectation that is always going to be on England, right? And whenever we get to a major tournament now, it seems like we have got half a chance. And that is the beauty of it now, I really do.
We expect to go into the knockout
stage. At least quarterfinals.
If we got through to the quarterfinals, now it's like bang, 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 right.
15, 20 years ago, no, that ain't even a thing. We ain't even expecting
that. We're missing qualification. You've got to remember, we missed USA 94. We missed the Euros in, when it was Croatia and Scott Carson. Yeah, yeah. We've missed tournaments. And it is a bit like Sven for a period where he got deep into tournaments, but I think even then we probably didn't think we were going to win. Whereas now I think we genuinely have an attitude of we have got a chance of winning. And and like player wise, you said Tubes, the only ones that probably won't be there is I think probably Henderson isn't going to be there.
Kyle Walker,
maybe Kyle Walker.
Reece James.
Yeah, boy, we've got plenty of players.
Reece James.
Through.
What? How good? Right? In 2 years' time. Will Bellingham be a better player?
Declan.
Will Foden be a better
Declan
player?
Foden,
Declan Rice.
Harry Kane's still going to be in his pomp. Like, we're good to go, lads.
We've got one more tournament of prime Kane.
Yeah, I'd say so.
One more.
One more tournament.
Yeah, but
one
it's not going to be a World Cup necessarily,
one
is
more
it?
Tournament.
How old's Harry Kane?
28?
I think he might have ticked over 30.
I'm not having it, lads. Let's do a quick look.
He's either 29 or 30.
I think he's 28.
Let's have a little look. Okay. He's not 28.
Here's Jamie.
Kane is 29.
You said 28.
You said 30. Ticked over 30.
When's his...
He's going to be, 32, 33?
Is he playing in the next World Cup, Harry Kane?
Yeah, I think he could play in the next World Cup. He could realistically play in the next World Cup. But anyway, there you go. I'm absolutely heartbroken. I'm gutted. I genuinely thought we had a chance of winning this World Cup, but this game did worry me tonight, and it's kind of proven me right, which was disappointing.
Who's going to win it?
Exactly. I'm asking you guys this first, all right? Who are we going? So in the first semi-final, you got Argentina against Croatia. What are we saying, lads?
Croatia.
I think Argentina.
Yeah.
I think Messi will produce a bit of magic.
In Messi time. Messi. You know what? I want to see Messi lift the World Cup.
I want Croatia to win the World Cup because what that country's done.
Yeah. How many people live there, by the way?
Four million
people.
And every single tournament.
They're always there and thereabouts.
And I have so much respect for them. So I would like them to go and win it.
I agree.
I don't think they will. I think France will.
Okay, and then, second semi-final then. France versus Morocco.
France.
You fashionably want to say France.
Yeah.
But having watched Morocco...
You never know.
You don't know. But what it's taken out of them, I don't know, because they have been absolute pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
A question for you, though. Even with Ronaldo, everyone says about legacy and you can't erase what he's done in the last 15 years and whatever. The way he has behaved in the last year, if Messi was to lead Argentina to win this World Cup, I think it settles it forever.
What, settles the GOAT debate?
I do. I think he's been so important to them and it's like Ronaldo's been a part of this team and some will say... a disruptive part of this team in this World Cup.
Yeah.
We don't know this yet. Yeah. I think it will probably come out. Messi has led from the front.
For sure.
He has been sliding passes in, scoring goals.
Messi's always been like that, though. Yeah. He keeps his head down, mate. He finishes the games, he goes home, he has a nice time, and he'll rinse
and
repeat it.
If they
tomorrow.
Win it, is he the greatest of all time?
They're both are, mate. They both are, seriously.
They're both fun. They're both unbelievable.
We're just
specimens.
Lucky.
But
yeah.
I have to say about Ronaldo, I feel sorry for him. And people be like, what? But he's clearly struggling badly with not being able to do what he could two or three years. And you can see he's like...
doesn't know how to deal with it.
It doesn't know how to deal with it. Like, then when he went to the bench the other day, there was about 70 cameramen.
Oh, surrounding him. He's like a zoo animal.
It's like, he can't do what, you know, the Man United manager's gone, sorry, you can't do it.
You're not there.
Yeah. You're not there. And the Portugal manager's gone, we're a better team without you.
All right.
The geezer's come in for him.
We could talk about football all night long, right?
I love talking about football.
On, because you know what time it is?
What's
go
time?
Go on.
It's time for the world famous football Phillips.
Hey, hey!
Quizzical! Ten questions, quiz-a-thon, me versus Tom versus Tubes. Fastest finger first.
Let's get it on.
Got the questions. Let's get it on.
All right, let's go. What nation does Pierre Emerick Aubameyang play for?
Zambia.
Nope. Toga.
Nope. Oh my God, this is a good question. I know it from FIFA.
It's got an S in it. Don't you dare give him a clue.
Don't. No clues. That's it. Time up.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Go on.
Gabon.
Gabon! Oh. I knew this! Sorry, Gabonese people. So I'm very sorry.
No points.
It's Gabonians.
No chance. Gabonese.
I don't know what it is.
It's got to be Gabonese. Gabonesian.
Must be. Anyway.
Okay, that light has just turned.
That's fine. Don't worry. Yeah, go.
Sweet. Next question. Gareth Southgate recently got his contract extended, but what year did he get extended to?
2024.
2024?
Tom. 2024?
Yeah, 2024
was the
answer. And you just made a noise. Okay, 1-0 Tom. Which team has the highest amount of points ever in a Premier League season?
Man City!
It was James. All right, next question.
What absolutely gabonged you at.
Right, scores are one Tom, nil Ben, one Chief.
This is wicked.
France won the World Cup in 2018, but who were their opponents?
Brazil!
No.
Oh, you tit!
Croatia!
Ben.
Yeah! Yes, it was. You got to say the whole thing, yeah. And I got it out quicker than you.
You're such a kiss ass.
What is this?
1-1-1.
In this current FA Cup, what round are we currently in?
Second. Oh, seven.
No.
Six.
Nope.
What are we currently in?
Yes.
First round.
Nope.
Third round. As in, like, just before the semi finals. Yeah.
I just panicked.
What's called? 1-1-1.
1-1-1.
Nice one. Which player has had the career path of Sevilla, Real Madrid, and PSG?
Neymar.
PSG? No.
Oh, I know.
Neymar didn't play for.
I don't know.
Marquinhos?
Nope.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Sevilla, Real Madrid.
No, you can't. Just because you got it wrong, you don't get to play.
Nibble.
Who's it? Say again.
Sevilla, Real Madrid, PSG.
We're going to have to count
5 seconds
now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sergio Ramos.
Oh, that is so poor. How?
Good question.
Oh,
I like the career path ones. They're good.
I like the career path one, but when you did the career path last, you said what commentator? It was a pundit.
Oh, you weren't happy with that?
They're good when they get them right.
Pundit.
What's that?
Next up, Jimbo.
Okay. Wilfred Zaha is known for playing for Crystal Palace. Yeah. But what other Premier
League? Man United. Thank you.
Tubes.
Cheers.
Bad question.
What score? So
2-1-1.
2-1-1.
2-1-1. Shut up and get on.
How many questions left, J-Dog?
1, 2, 3.
Come on, then.
In the 2010 World Cup, what round?
2010? When? We've all had a couple of sherbets. I haven't.
In the 2010 World Cup, what group round stages. Did England get knocked out
group
in?
Stages.
No.
Well, what's the question? What?
In the 2010 World
Cup, quarterfinal.
What round did England get knocked out in?
Quarterfinal.
No.
What? Well, I'm going to take my time there. So you said group.
Can I answer?
No, you can't. You said group stages.
That was for the last one, I think.
Well, I want to say last 16. Thank you very much.
Correct.
Well, it has to be. If it wasn't quarter final, it wasn't group stages. We didn't get the. Is that 3-1?
I'm so getting quizzical.
What club was Lukaku at before joining Manchester United?
Everton.
Yep.
Oh! He was. He was.
3-2-1.
Okay. 3-2-1.
Yeah, he was.
Which team had... Sorry, let me say again.
Oh, you're nervous. I am too.
Which team has had the most consecutive Premier League home wins?
Chelsea.
No.
Man City.
No.
Oh. Bollocks! Ever.
So there's a, so...
Ever. In Premier League history.
Oh, it's got to be Man U. It's got to be. It has to be.
Man United.
No, it's Liverpool.
It's Liverpool.
It's Liverpool.
You're a scumbag.
You're a scumbag.
You found me.
Let's get quizzical. Thanks a lot, boys.
Well done, mate. I'm happy for you, mate.
I'm going to do it after. I've come all the way 11 in Spa and taken a quiz title yet again.
Is that all of them?
That is every question.
Yours, cheers. Thank you very much. Right, everybody, as always, thank you for watching. England are out, but it's not the end of the world. We'll be back. We're golden. Love you all. See you all soon. All right, cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.